When you're pregnant, you start reading about the cost of having a baby. When you start reading about the cost of having a baby, you learn about the cost of sending that baby to college and immediately start saving all your money in a 529 plan. When you save all your money in a 529 plan, you save no money in your 401k, thinking your son will get a business degree from Harvard and take care of you in retirement. When you think your son will take care of you in retirement, he changes majors and gets a degree in jazz studies. When he gets a degree in jazz studies, he moves back home with you and you have to support him. When you have to support him, you don't get to retire. Don't be forced to work through retirement to support your jazz-loving adult son. Stop investing without a plan. An upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Troy Harmon here today with Casey Smith and Jennifer Thomas, both certified financial planners. So it is the season, tax season. It's all over us. And folks are getting scammed left and right. It breaks my heart to see how easy it seems to pick folks off when it comes to the IRS. And you know, we've talked about it before, where somebody's information might get stolen. It started out when I used to first hear about these. Somebody's kid's social security number got pulled in and used.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, they wouldn't allow them to file their own taxes. Then we had folks that were getting their own Social Security numbers stolen and a tax return filed on that. A lot of times they can trace this back to prisoners, folks that are in prison actively currently doing these sorts of things. But this week we wanted to talk about some of the other newer scams where they're going directly at you, trying to force you, scare you into giving them money.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad situation because you have the IRS or you get a phone call, you know, it's dinner time, the IRS is on the phone saying you owe them back taxes, and if you don't pay them, they're going to send the cops to your house and take you to jail and all this stuff, and using fear as a way to try to coerce you to give them credit card information to make it go away and that kind of thing. But
or they actually want you to go buy prepaid debit cards,
right.
And
yes.
You know, or wire money, you know, to a place. And so one thing you should know, the IRS is never, ever going to require you to do something like that.
Right.
You know, they will send you the first thing that they're going to do is send you a notice in the mail.
Yeah.
And you have the right to dispute that.
Sure.
So they're never going to, any payment that you make, they're going to want you to make that to the United States Treasury. They're not going, it's not going to be any type of prepaid debit card,
right.
And they're not going to threaten you with a police officer or deportation or whatever the case may be. They're not going to do those types of things.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, when it comes right down to it, there's a lot of folks that have fell prey to this. And a friend of mine actually works for the IRS and answers calls where people have been scammed before. And believe it or not, at one point she received a call. She had received several of them, and she would always just know what was going on and just hang up. So one time she decided that she was going to ride this out and see exactly what happened.
Yeah.
She was on the phone with them over an hour, about an hour and a half. And the folks would, when she would answer a question incorrectly for their liking, they would just start yelling and screaming and cussing at her. And she would make it right real quick to make sure she could stay on the line just to see where it ultimately ended. And they wanted her to drive to the store and buy an iTunes card and give them the number, the validation number off the back of the iTunes card. And she feigned as if she were driving to the store, feigned as if she had bought it. They wanted to stay on the phone with her the whole time. And ultimately, at the end of the call, once she had figured out the whole way the scam works, obviously it's really hokey if you think about what they did. And, you know, this particular individual, and it doesn't have to be this way, but they had broken English, and it was difficult for them, for her to follow some of the things that they were saying. But when they started cussing, she full well understood what was up.
Well, and the IRS is not likely going to require you to buy an iTunes card.
So no, but that's exactly what they wanted her to do.
It's common sense stuff. I had a client a couple of years ago told me a story about that they did something similar, got a call. They knew it was a hoax, so they kind of played along. They said the cops were coming, and they were like, oh, good, we're having lasagna tonight. Tell them to come over and hope they're hungry, and we'll have some food and some wine, and just maybe we can sort this whole thing out.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, there was an employee that works at our firm who was at my house and got a phone call one night.
I remember this.
And said that I think it was his nephew or
right.
something had been arrested, and they needed, you know, to get him. Or there was an arrest warrant out for his nephew.
Right.
That's what it was. And in order for him not to get arrested, they needed him to go buy some prepaid debit card type thing. And he was really concerned about it.
Ready to go do
it. And ready to go do it. And I'm like, it's a scam. It's a scam. They're not. And so he kind of, you know, kept playing along with it. And he called the guy back. And the guy kept telling him. And so finally he was like, I've already checked. I've called the, because he was so concerned that he called the police department. He called all the, and they told him it's a scam.
Yeah.
And so when he called the guy back, he said, it's a scam. And the guy was like, well, can you at least just give me $50?
Yeah, for my effort. That was the most bizarre ending. All right. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back. Stick around.
When I think back on all the crap I learned, it's a wonder.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.